retirement today with Jenna Carnes. Planning for retirement comes with its own set of challenges, from navigating market ups and downs to protecting your purchasing power and creating a strategy that fits your vision for the future. On this show, we'll break down key financial topics, offer practical advice, and explore strategies to help you retire with confidence. Now let's jump into retirement today.
Hello and welcome to Retirement Today. My name is Jenna Carnes. I'm the owner and financial advisor at Beacon Wealth Advisory. If you'd like to have more information about our company or our show, you can give us a call at 1-800-950-7372 or visit us online at beaconwealthadvisory.com. And if you'd like to listen to this podcast again or any of our past podcasts, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel by typing in Beacon Wealth Advisory. Also, you can find us at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music, or our website. So before we get started with our show, which we are going to talk about 8 signs that you're ready to retire. So you'll want to stay tuned. But before we get started, I want to give a warm hello to my wonderful co-host, Jacqueline Gladhill. Jacqueline, how are you?
Oh, I am fantastic. I had the best weekend ever. You always wonderful. Like to give me a lot of, jokes aside from going to all these weddings. Well, I had yes. a wedding this weekend. So that was fun. And they're actually a young Christian couple. And
nice
to see that. And then on Saturday, I played 8 hours of sand volleyball in a tournament.
Wow. So that sounds really fun.
Yes, it was a lot. I think, I wasn't allowed to wear my Apple Watch, so I don't really think the calories counted if you can't see it on there.
Exactly.
But it was so much fun. I mean, it was very competitive, probably the highest, the most difficult team that I've ever played with. Just great people, great players.
Yeah, that's great.
I mean, we talked about last weekend was your birthday. So how did that go? And tell me more about it.
Oh, yeah. It was just so relaxing. But I want to just first tell you with volleyball, oh my gosh, is that the funnest sport or what? I used to play volleyball in high school, and I'm glad to hear you're doing that. That's just like the best, right?
Yes. I played indoor this winter, and then now this summer we're doing, more sand volleyball. And sand volleyball is so much harder in my opinion.
I agree. I've done quite a bit of that as well. So, but back to your question about my birthday, it was so nice. I mean, I think I told you I love to be on a boat, out on the water. We were just listening to my favorite playlists and eating some great food. And speaking of food, my family took me to my favorite local Kansas City restaurant. It's called Kansas City Joe's. If you ever come visit, Jacqueline, I'll take you there. But they have the best sandwich in the whole city, in my opinion. It's called the Z-Man Sandwich, and it's got grilled chicken, cheese, bacon, an onion ring, a special sauce, and just the best onion rings and fries around. So I was very happy that I got to eat at Kansas City Joe's.
Jenna, well, if you'll ever have me come visit, I would love to try that place with you.
Yes. Well, come visit anytime. It's not that far from Minnesota, so we could make that happen, right?
It's a drive, right? Yeah.
Yep. We could do it. But yes, Kansas City Joe's. So it was a fun birthday. Thank you very much for asking. So,
Yeah. No, I am a little jealous. I mean, that sandwich just sounds delicious. And, we're recording this at lunchtime here.
So I know.
You're getting me a little hungry. I would love to try that place out sometime.
Yes. Well, we'll make it happen. Well, Jacqueline, we're going to dive into our show today. I know there's a lot of people that, sometimes even lay awake at night going, when's the best time to retire? Right. Mm-hmm. And when you're, in your 20s and 30s, retirement just seems like this really far off date that, someday will happen. And most of us probably are diligently socking money away in a 401k or IRA at that age. And probably focused more on things like weddings, like you do, right? Or long-term partnerships, right?
Yes.
Buying your first home is always exciting, maybe even having some kiddos. And so you just don't really have time always to sit around and think about, when should I retire at that point in your life, right? Mm-hmm. But then once you hit like your 40s and 50s, like I'm in my mid 40s now, and it's not as far away anymore as it used to be. And so you really start thinking about it and thinking about, you know, what am I going to do in retirement and when do I want to retire? So that's really what we're going to talk about. Like, how do you really know? When do you really have a piece about retiring and how much money do you really need? That's what many people want to know. And again, it's a lot better if we start saving, you know, in our 20s and 30s. I always try to tell my working clients to have a goal of saving at least 15% of their income, you know, after they've got the major debts paid off or a balance of both, so that they've got money being saved at, you know, a young age, because time is money, right?
Absolutely. That's one of my favorite sayings, actually. Yeah.
Really? Well, great minds think alike, I tell you. And so really during the show today, we're going to really focus on, you know, what are 8 indicators that really tell you that you're officially ready to retire. So are you excited to talk about this or what?
Yes. Yes. And I mean, honestly, I think this is just such a huge topic that is nerve-wracking, maybe can give people some butterflies.
Yeah.
You know, it could be answering some of your question or some of our listeners' questions to this topic. I mean, this is a huge topic.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, I think our listeners are just thrilled to hear about what these signs are.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. Well, I read a U.S. News and World Report article, and it actually was called 8 Signs You're Ready to Retire. So a lot of the information I'm sharing today is from that article. And you can feel free to call us if you'd like to even get a copy of that. But really, clearly, you need to really make sure that you have, you know, a foundational idea with your spouse of what you would like your lifestyle to look like in retirement. Like, how much do we want to travel? How many mission trips do we want to take? You know, what do we want to spend on our grandkids and our kids? All these things play into how much money you need. It's really based on, you know, what's your lifestyle going to look like, right?
Yeah. This might be, you know, honestly, a midlife crisis situation too.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And if you're married, is your spouse ready to retire? You know, you don't want to end up in a situation where you're disagreeing. And I've actually had this happen in appointments or meetings sometimes where one person wants to retire, you know, this year, the other person doesn't want to retire that year. And, you know, it clear communication is really important in marriage, and especially with retirement, you know?
Yeah. And you can get lonely too. I mean, lonely,
yeah.
We've talked about that actually in one of our episodes too, about, yeah, you know, the mental health aspect of when,
right,
you know, a spouse retires. And if you're, yeah, alone and you're still working, or if you're retired and you're alone because they're still working, I mean,
right,
it creates a lot of problems as well. So that clear, yeah, communication is so important.
It really is. Yeah. Loneliness is actually the number one reason for depression. And I saw that in the doctor's office the other day when I was waiting in the waiting room for my annual physical. And so I did think about some of my retired people that are lonely out there, you know, and some of them are married. And I even, you know, my husband and I have a retirement plan put together, and he's 7 years older than I am. Oh, so, wow, he wants to retire a lot earlier than me. And, you know, so that's something we've even had to work through, you know, is he going to be okay retiring early, if I'm still working for a while yet? And the answer to that is, I think he'll be just fine, because he's looking forward to golfing and fishing. And he's kind of like one of those introvert personalities. So he kind of likes to have a little time to himself.
Yeah.
So he'll be just fine. But it especially, I see that as a bigger issue when there is an age gap between a couple, mm-hmm, where one person's like 7 to 10 years older than the other person, because the younger person may want to continue to work. for a while longer. So it just depends on the personality if that works for that couple, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in 7 years, if you ultimately retire at the same age, right? So, you know, you're at 63, he's at 63. That's seven years that, you know, you'll be working and that he won't be. So what does that mean for your relationship? You know, that
exactly.
can be really hard.
Yeah. So we'll just have to have very clear communication, right? About that. And that's what we're working on even now. But yeah, it retirement is a huge transition, not only for people, but also in a marriage. Like, how is that going to work? Or is there even going to be animosity if one person's having to work and the other person gets to go golfing all day, every day, you know?
Yeah. Yes.
I told them, I said, if I'm still working and you're retiring, that means that you're going to be doing the laundry then while I'm working. So we've got a little deal going on here. I don't know if he liked that idea or not, but hey, you know, if I'm still working, you're going to be helping around the house a little bit, buddy. Right?
Yeah. No, absolutely. I mean, you have to make those deals and make them very clear.
I know. Right? Exactly.
But yeah. Yeah. I mean, everything gets, you know, if you're, let's say he retires first, right?
Yeah.
Just make sure that what you're earning isn't what he's spending.
Oh, yeah. Well, we won't have to worry about that because he's definitely good with not spending money. We'll put it that way.
Okay.
Well, he likes to save.
Well, golfing can get expensive. So just be aware
that's
of
true.
That.
That is true. Yes. Yes. Okay. So the next sign that you're really getting close to retirement and could have a piece about this is if most of your debt is paid off. If you think about it, if your mortgage is paid off or, you know, most of your debt, you really don't need as much to live. Right. And so if you have the debt paid off, it can really help. And really, more people than not that I meet that are going into retirement, Jacqueline, I just feel like there's like this sense of peace when they have their mortgage paid off. And I know that's a hot topic. We could get into that. Like, should you have your mortgage paid off or not going into retirement? But I will say the people that have had their mortgage paid off before going into retirement, really just, it seems like they feel a lot more financially secure because again, there's not like that big expense that they have to pay every single month. Right.
Yes. Before, you know, before maybe nursing homes or senior living places or stuff like that, where that is you're back to rent. Right. So you want to spend as much time outside of that for sure.
Yes, yes, yes. So heading into retirement without the burden of significant debt payments will make your work life far more rewarding as well as you're getting closer to retirement, but especially in retirement, it definitely would give you a lot of peace, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Jenna, I mean, speaking only for myself here, I mean, I wouldn't want to head into retirement with 2-3 credit cards and especially the double digit interest rates that are going on. I mean, as you said, the more financial liabilities you bring with you into retirement, the
right.
more powerful the whole thing is going to be.
Right. I know. It really is stressful if you're, especially like you said, if you have those high interest rate loans to pay off, very stressful.
Yeah.
The other thing that would make people feel like this is a sign that I'm getting closer to retirement is if you've worked with your financial advisor on a very important, comprehensive, are you ready for this?
All right.
B word, budget. Isn't that just the best word? Everybody loves that word, right?
Wait, is it actually the B word or what are we talking about?
Yes, it's the B word. We've talked about this before. We don't like that word. That's like kind of like restraining or controlling what we can spend, right, Jacqueline?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, gosh. But it is important to know like how much you have coming in and how much is coming out just to make sure you're managing your money wisely. And really, your expenses in retirement are going to be different than the expenses you have while you're working. You know, you need to think about things like, you know, what are you going to spend on gas and vehicles and maintenance? You know, what's your health insurance going to look like? If you have a Medicare supplement plan, well, that might be a lot less than what you've been paying for regular health insurance when you're over age 65. How frequently are you wanting to travel, especially in retirement? What are your healthcare needs and expenses around healthcare going to be potentially down the road? And so it's just really important that you do not just a regular budget, but a comprehensive retirement budget. And we do have a very comprehensive retirement planning budget that we do with our clients if they need some help, just really getting a better handle on how much they are going to have to spend on a monthly basis to live their lifestyle comfortably. So if anyone would like to get that retirement budget template, you can give our office a call at 1-800-994-8993 or email us at info@beaconwealthadvisory.com. But yeah, having that budget is key because that's really where you start with a good income plan is how much do I need per month to live my lifestyle comfortably?
Yeah. Yeah. No kidding. I mean, and like you said, like it sounds like that dirty, you know, B word budget is still important in retirement, yeah. You know, especially when you're just trying to figure out your income plan when there's not much income coming in.
Right. Right. Yeah. It's definitely just really, really important to have that budget, you know? Mm-hmm. So, you know, like I said, you need to know what's coming in and what's going out. So, and after you build a budget, you can then focus to making sure you have enough money during retirement, enough income coming in to provide you with enough to actually live that lifestyle and maybe even have some discretionary spending. It shouldn't just be about, you know, saving and financial strategies and bills, but we want to have a little fun, don't we, Jacqueline?
Yes, absolutely. You need to have fun.
I know. Like, what do you see yourself doing in retirement? I don't know if you've ever thought about that, but like, do you see yourself, like, as far as doing fun things, like, what would you be doing, do you think?
You know, I think I've always wanted a big family. So that's one thing. And, you know, just spending time with family and, you know, my kids eventually one day. I do not have kids yet, but, you know, one day. And
yes,
just
you will.
Maybe traveling, but I want to go to Europe or something like
yes.
that.
Yes. Yes. I love
How
that.
About you? What's your dream, Jenna?
Well, my dream, I will definitely be at a beach. I want to have a beach house or at least have a lot of time at a beach. I absolutely love the ocean, which there's no ocean in Kansas, but hey, we'll settle for a lake every once in a while. Right.
Yes.
But I want to do a lot of volunteering. There's a client of mine that has really inspired me. She is the most amazing woman. She's a woman of faith, and she just, like, I swear every day of the week she's doing something to show people just care and love, you know, just she goes to nursing homes, you know, she does different things with her church. But she's just so happy. And I feel like part of her happiness, and she's single, by the way, but part of her happiness, I feel like, is that every day she's like doing something to make a significant difference in someone's life and like just give back. And so that's really inspired me. I feel like I will spend a lot of time in retirement, probably like volunteering for different organizations or doing different projects with my church, but definitely a lot of traveling as well. And, you know, we had kids later in life. And so we'll, I'm sure, want to be close to our kids and, you know, hopefully see them have grandkids and, you know, be by them as well, because family is really important to us as well. But yeah, I mean, we've got to build something in our budget to have some fun. But fun doesn't always have to be expensive. It could be volunteering, you know, it could be doing things actually to give back to other people, right?
Yeah. Or like you said, maybe your husband's going to go golfing, but not spend too much money on golfing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, this is how I work it out. This is actually very strategic, okay? Because he does like to go golfing a lot, but sometimes I'm like, honey, let's take some of our very best clients that like to golf with you sometimes, you know, because they're retired and they want to golf and do some fun things. So sometimes he takes some of my clients golfing, which I think is great. So maybe I will put him to work in retirement, continuing to show my clients some love at the golf course, right?
Yes, yes. Just remember, don't be bored in retirement, right?
Yes, yes, yes. Don't be bored. Figure out a hobby, figure out something fun to do. And there's always that balance, right, in the budget between like spending money and having fun. And so that's where we can help our clients kind of find that balance, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Jenna, what is the next sign, you know, that you're ready for retirement?
Yeah. Well, you've got to make sure that you have a balanced financial plan, because what if you're in retirement and there's like a big market downturn? You know, most people work with their financial advisor to spread their retirement across different investments like stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities, different things like that. But it really is important to be aware of the sequence of return risk. The sequence of return is basically referring to the possibility of a downturn hitting just as you've entered into retirement. I mean, imagine, Jacqueline, if you're pulling money out to live on, and one of the first years in retirement, we have a major crash in the market. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're pulling money out at the same time that the market's going down, that could drastically derail your retirement plan. And so it really is important to have a goal of protecting against sequence of return risk. It may be a solid move to have some money in some safer buckets, some conservative buckets that you can choose from with your financial advisor to, again, take a more balanced approach to investing. I mean, everyone has their own risk tolerance, right? Mm-hmm. You know, at where I'm at in life, I mean, I could literally be at 99% stock and be totally fine. Like, I'd be very happy with that, actually. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when you get into retirement, even somebody that maybe has more of an aggressive risk tolerance like me, you know, when you're in retirement and you don't have as much time to really recover from those losses, I think it is wise to have maybe more of a balanced approach to make sure you do have some protection in there as well against the market downturns. Because again, you don't have as much time to recover, right?
Yeah. I mean, Jenna, like you said, you've said this before, but it's just so important to work with a financial advisor and a financial, you know, professional, because you can make those emotional decisions and you do not want to do that. You want an outside perspective.
Yes.
You know, somebody that can provide you with a calm, collected perspective that also has knowledge in there.
Yeah, thank you. I think that's great, because it is our natural inclination to get out when it's going down, right? Mm-hmm. And put more in when it's at the high. And that's the last thing we want to do. So the next sign that you're ready to retire is really a plan for healthcare. And a lot of my clients want to wait till 65 until they're on Medicare, just because the Medicare supplement or advantage plans are a lot more affordable in many cases than if you buy health insurance under age 65. And so it's really important to know, you know, obviously Medicare is always the primary insurer, but you know, you do usually have to get something like a Medicare supplement or Medicare Advantage plan to supplement that. And then people need to think about long-term care. Do we have anything at all set aside to protect us, or any kind of policy to protect us from the very high costs of nursing homes? Nowadays, there's even life insurance policies with long-term care riders that you can buy, so that if you don't use it for a nursing home, at least a tax-free death benefit would go to your family. And those are very popular, called asset-based long-term care plans. So those are something that a lot of our clients are getting into. But it's important to have a great financial team. You've got to have a top-notch financial advisor, CPA, and estate planning attorney to just really make sure that you make this transition successfully, you know?
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, as you've said on previous shows, Jenna, you know, few things can wipe out a nest egg as quickly as the cost of long-term care.
So, sure,
you know, you can take care of that and have a plan for that is so important.
It really is. Yeah. And then, like we talked about a little bit before, it is important to think about, you know, what is my purpose going to be in retirement now? I think especially a lot of the men clients that I've worked with sometimes tie their identity to their job. And so it can be really hard when they transition into retirement to separate okay, now that I'm not a police officer anymore, or now that I'm not, you know, an attorney, or now that I'm not a firefighter anymore or something, you know, what am I, right? What am I going to do with my time, with my life? So I think having those projects, hobbies, passions to pursue in retirement, if you're feeling like led to spend more time on those things, I think that's another great sign that you're ready to retire.
Yeah. I mean, I think my favorite question, or when people ask me, anybody, you know, who are you? Tell me about yourself. And trying to take away your whole occupation, really, in answering that question. So that I think about
that. I love that, because, you know, you're right. I mean, you know, any occupation could change at any time, even if you own a business, right? Yeah. And so I think it is important, especially as you get closer to retirement, to really make sure that you're trying to separate your identity more and more from your job. But, you know, it's really hard. I hear from a lot of people that, like, I think about my dad, he's in his like late 70s and he's still working. But his community, like the people that he just loves to be around, are all the people he works with. So he doesn't want to retire.
Yeah.
But I think it is really important just to, you know, start thinking about what would I do? What would my purpose be every day when I wake up if I'm retired? Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And feeling that that burnout is, you know, you don't want to do that either. So
yeah, yeah, that's a great sign that you're possibly ready for retirement, is if you kind of wake up in the morning with a sense of dread about going to work. Mm-hmm. Now, I know people do that sometimes when they're really young too. But if you're really feeling just, you know, like burned out on the job, or maybe the job is just super stressful, that could be a sign that it's time to retire. And you know, I'll share, it's unfortunate, but there's a lot of people in their 50s and 60s that I've seen that stay on these really stressful jobs, Jacqueline, you know, because they don't think, well, I'd ever be able to find another job. But if you think about it, if you stay at a job where your stress level is at like a 10 every day, well, what's your health going to end up being like, you know? So it's like, sometimes it's worth it to retire early. Maybe you have to take Social Security earlier. Maybe you have to, you know, dig into your investments earlier, but sometimes it is worth it if you're on that high of a stress job to retire early, you know?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So, I mean, Jenna, we've talked a lot about a lot today, honestly. And so can you just kind of quickly summarize, you know, for our listeners, what we talked about?
Yeah. Well, we highlighted making sure that you'll have enough retirement income to pay your bills with that discretionary spending, building a strategy that can withstand the normal market downturns. We talked about how important it is to have health care. If you're eager to pursue retirement passions or hobbies, that's another great sign that you're getting closer. And also, you know, if you just have that kind of hit in your stomach about going to work every day, that could be another really big sign. And of course, having the debt paid off, that you're getting really a lot closer to transitioning into retirement.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Jenna, for summarizing that. And, you know, that's why I know that your expertise is in retirement income planning. So you have so many years of experience helping people make sure that they live comfortably in retirement. I mean, is there anything else you want to add, Jenna?
Yeah, I do think it's important to work with a financial advisor that does have the expertise in income planning. There's a lot of advisors that can specialize in getting you to your magic number and saving the ideal amount of money, which we can do that too. But I think retirement income planning takes a very big expertise and a lot of knowledge to really show people how to make sure they don't outlive their money and live that comfortable lifestyle. And it's a big transition for most people. I mean, most people, you know, they're used to getting this paycheck coming in, and the whole idea of not getting a paycheck coming in anymore just honestly gives a lot of people some anxiety. So I really feel so passionate about helping people in this area in particular, just really make that transition into retirement with financial peace. And you really can't do that, in my opinion, until you look at the numbers. So we do have a sophisticated software program that we can run what's called our Compass Retirement Report, which will really show you with what you have saved or what you're on track to have saved, if you can retire when you want to retire. Because you do have to look at the numbers and plug in things like inflation and taxes and your budget. And so we are able to do that. And we'd love to have the opportunity to run that retirement income compass report to really have people look at the numbers before they decide to retire.
Yeah. I mean, so Jenna, for our listeners, can you just remind them how they can get a hold of you to get that, you know, no obligation consultation?
Yeah. And in order to do that, to run those numbers for the Compass report, we would need their social security statements, some investment statements, just to plug everything in. But you can give us a call at 1-800-950-7372 to schedule that consultation. Again, that's 1-800-950-7372. Or you can go out to our website, which is beaconwealthadvisory.com, and request a consultation out there. But we'd love to talk with you just to really make sure you have more peace about making that big retirement transition.
Yeah, Jenna, great episode. This was super entertaining just for me too. I mean, I learned a lot about the 8 good signs to know when you're ready to retire.
Yeah, good.
All right. Well, thank you, Jenna. And that does it for today's episode of Retirement Today with our host, Jenna Carnes.
Thanks for tuning in to Retirement Today. A well-planned retirement goes beyond savings. It's about having a strategy for both income and taxes. To learn more, reach out to Jenna Carnes at Beacon Wealth Advisory by calling 800-994-8993 or visiting beaconwealthadvisory.com. Be sure to join us next time for another episode of Retirement Today.
Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Beacon Wealth Advisory, a registered investment advisor in the state of Kansas. Insurance products and services are offered through Beacon Wealth Services. Beacon Wealth Advisory and Beacon Wealth Services are affiliated companies. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.